Hey everyone, welcome to Sylvine's podcast, and today I am gonna suggest you and share the study tips which actually work for me. Before starting, I would like to tell you why have I been so not active on my podcast channel. First reason is, you know, if you didn't know, I'm a huge cricket fan, especially when it comes to World Cup, and India lost, so that was a bit disheartening moment for all Indians, but congrats to Australia. Also, the second reason that I had been busy with my studies, there was a lot of tests going on, a lot of competitions which I had to go to, so that's the reason why I was busy. Today is a Saturday, so I decided to be with you guys today. Today, as I told you, I'm gonna suggest you some study tips which work for me. As I said in my last podcast, which is a quick update, that I'm gonna restart the Study With Me Sylvine playlist. So this is the first episode after a huge break. So let's start. First thing is changing study methods. First, I always used to make handwritten notes. But then I switched my study method, which is online note-taking method, from Google Docs. Google Docs, I used to find it very efficient and good. But then I later switched to online handwritten notes using GoodNotes, as my laptop was touch screen and it had a pen with it. So yes. Now, the thing is that by switching a study method, you can explore all the various study techniques and you can decide which is best for me or for you. For me, the best way is online handwritten notes, because your hand is constantly moving, which means you are writing your notes and not typing. Writing is more efficient than typing, because in exam you can write it. Sorry. Yeah. The next tip is mind maps. I use mind maps a lot and I've started using them since 8th grade. Mind maps are a great efficient way to summarize whatever you have learned. Instead of reading your whole page of big notes, it's easier to create mind maps. Mind maps are a form of flashcards, but mind maps use more of circles and arrows. Flashcards is just like your notes, the topic and the explanation. Mind maps makes it more easier and fun way to memorize things. The next tip is breaks. Breaks is really important for study because it refreshes your mind for another study sessions. I have talked about breaks a lot of times in my Study With Me playlist, so you can check it out how a break is important. Next thing is changing your environment. I'm not telling you to shift your city or your state, wherever you stay. Not that. Ha ha ha. I am telling you to shift your study place. If you study on the table, study on the bed. I know it's bad studying on a bed and it will lose concentration, but still try. What if you don't sleep? Because I can't sleep while studying on the bed. I don't know how others do. Or maybe if you are studying in your room, try studying in another room. Or maybe if you're studying in another room, try studying in the hall. But make sure it's a quiet place. Next thing is very unusual, but this is past year papers. If you are in IG or CBSE or ICSE, then you have boards, checkpoints, or maybe any kind of surprise test, then make sure to practice past year papers. They are available in the internet, and there are various sites where you can get the past year papers. Past year papers are a great way to check how much you have gained information out of the topic and how much is still left to learn. It will also give you an idea what kind of questions will come in the exam. So these are some study tips which help me. You comment which study tips works for you. So I'll try it next time. See you in my next podcast. Bye.